Hi, my name is Ulrich Joseph, and I'm here speaking about my restaurant, Shadow Benny. The restaurant is located in the north side, very close to the Mexican War streets. Shadow Benny is a place I started, one, because I wanted to implement ideas of sustainability and prove to people that it's possible. But I also wanted to inform people about diversity of foods, diversity of ingredients. Trinidad's food was influenced by its colonial past. So we were colonized by the British, but they brought people over from Africa. Then when that didn't work out, they went to the other colony, which is India. We also were influenced by people from Hong Kong because that was another colony. And I think that's one of the things that we bring to the table is flavor, the different flavors from the different cultures. Shadow Benny, it's the colloquial name for culantro, which is an actual herb, but we don't call it culantro, we call it Shadow Benny. It grows like a weed everywhere. When I was younger, my mom would always be like, go outside and get me some Shadow Benny, and it'll just be right there growing. And you just pick it and bring it in. So we always think about how close we are to the natural food itself. Growing up around that, my grandfather, he owned a little bit of land and they lived in the countryside. So every weekend, my family would just always drive to the countryside just to visit. For me, it was like going into a different world because I would see people like my grandfather and grandmother. They would be sitting on the side of the road selling vegetables that they grew. So we would get a bunch of leftover vegetables, not the greatest vegetables that they could sell, but it's edible, you know? And I just remember that closeness to things that we ate. Ginger and garlic are both used medicinally back home. So I think one of the things I've also noticed being in the US is in the Caribbean, or at least when I was growing up, our closeness to remedies also came from nature. So for instance, we have this tree called fever grass. Anytime you get a fever, they would boil that and give you this tea to drink, and it would actually break the fever. And it's only when I got older, I started realizing it's what the Thai people call lemongrass, but we would call it fever grass because we knew that was the one that would help the fever. You know, a lot of people don't realize the value of ginger in food and what it does to the taste. A lot of the dishes, even the drinks, we would add small amounts of ginger, but you will never be able to pull out ginger as the taste. Some of the stews that I make, we put ginger in it. And a lot of people taste it and they're like, oh, this is different. When vegetables are in season, I get it locally. So for instance, I make this shepherd's pie and I usually use potato that I would buy from like Giant Eagles or whatever, and it's fine. But then I get potatoes from this local farmer and it was so white and fluffy and just tasting different. And I remember telling someone in the restaurant, I was just like, this is blowing my mind how different this is, you know? And it kind of like reinforced the whole idea of eating local and eating not very processed food because you realize how different the taste is. Now, I did an interview with, I think it was Table Magazine, and she mentioned something which I didn't know. She said, why would you try to start a vegan restaurant in a meat and potatoes town like Pittsburgh? And I was like, oh, no one ever told me this was a meat and potatoes town. You know, and I just said to her, I was like, because people are looking for other options. Veganism is not nasty. And people just have this mindset that vegan food doesn't taste well. And then when I started going around to all the farmers markets, I started realizing how much I was being embraced and how much this whole business model was being embraced, because here I am every week in front of a community that's what they're looking for. We do fresh smoothies, and a lot of people didn't realize that vegan things actually could taste good. And that's one of the things that I want to focus on is the taste element. You know, I just feel like there must be something that is still uniquely Trinidadian. We're located at 1534 Brighton Road, and our website is shadowbenny412.com. shadowbenny412@shadowbenny.com. All our Instagram and everything else at shadowbenny412. So hit us up. We're always online and we're open Wednesday through Sunday. During the week, we're open from 11:30 till 7. And on the weekends, we do brunch. The menu is a little different. And we are open from 11 till 3.